You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com. This episode of the Igniting Souls Show is part of our Ignited Entrepreneur series, where we get to talk with business professionals around the world who are on fire in their entrepreneurial journey. I'm your host, Mike Dominey, and joining me today is Don Sassy, an EOS implementer with High Country Northwest. Don, I'm so excited that you're spending some time here. We get to chat about a little bit about you and what you do and where you've come from, man. It's so good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. Good morning.
Excellent. Well, hey, you know, Don, so could you talk to us a little bit about what you do as an EOS implementer? We've talked a little bit in this series about EOS, the entrepreneurial operating system. But could you tell us a little bit about what you do, what your emphasis is, what you're passionate about? Let's go there.
Sure, you bet. So just simply this, I help entrepreneurs get more what they want out of their business. And really, it's that simple. Mm. And that really begins with my dad. My dad is my inspiration for what I do. And I started working with dad when I was like old enough to swing a hammer. And in the 80s, the downturn that happened in the 80s, he lost everything he had essentially and put us up. We moved into a single wide trailer and then he fought his way back, right? He, the experiences that he had during that time, he had to take a job and do what he didn't love to do. And through that journey, as I learned later in life, I realized that really his entrepreneurial spirit had been broken My driver really at this point, I went through that personally live, and I don't, even though I didn't know what I was seeing at the time, I just don't want anybody else to have to go through that. Like, wow. It's just not. Yeah.
So you saw the effects of an entrepreneur on fire, really, but then yep. The fire got doused, right? Just because the downturns come, the hard times come, and you saw that, you lived it. And now that is your mission to make sure that to help other people not have to experience that as well. That's such a great origin story and great inspiration. I'm so glad that your dad is your inspiration for that and not only setting that example of the entrepreneurial spirit, but now also that providing that mission for you going forward. That's awesome. So you mentioned you love to help business owners discover why they do what they do, what they want to get out of their business, you said.
Yep.
What are some of the answers? What are some of the reasons that what do they want out of business that you found? I know that it could be different for as many reasons as there are people, but what have you found are some of the main drivers or obstacles or goals that you found in the entrepreneurs you work with?
So that's interesting. So the one, actually that's a fascinating question. So obviously as part of EOS, we help them identify what their core focus is. Hmm. As an organization, what's the unique ability of the organization? Why do they do what they do and what it is that they do? But beyond that, there are deeper whys for most of these people. And I would say it's way beyond money. It's not about money. In fact, if it is about money, I'm not going to connect. The chemistry is just not going to be clean for me.
Not going to be someone that you're going to work with. Right? If that is the goal that they quote.
Yep. And even though we all, we need money. We want more money. We need more money. Right. I mean, that's obviously part of, but it's a tool. It's really a tool to help us get what we want. And I would say that really the fundamental why for most entrepreneurs is they want to bring something new to the world that doesn't exist, or they want to create a company that doesn't exist. Like they've had some frustrations in their life They've had crummy bosses that really were ego-driven, organizations that just didn't help the employees truly become more or better and grow. So I think most of the time it's about creating a company that doesn't exist.
Well, that's fascinating because I've heard, obviously, a lot of people want to make a difference in the world by the product or service that they offer, you know, want to improve some aspect of life somewhere in what they do. But I've not really heard anyone talk about, like you're talking about, just creating a company, like an environment that maybe they wish they had, that they wish existed in the world. And it may not matter what it is. It may just be making widgets, you know, but if we can be making widgets in an environment where people feel valued, where they feel like they can succeed and they feel seen and heard, then maybe, I mean, that is what a great goal that is, that a CEO might go into that being like, I never experienced this. I was treated poorly as an employee back in the day. I want to make sure people don't experience the same thing I did. And so I'm making an environment for them. That's a really interesting goal. I love also what you mentioned about money being a tool and even companies, you know, being a tool, and that in and of itself is not enough. What are you using the tool for? Like what are you trying to accomplish with the money? If it's just to get more money, then you said there's a brand value unmatch there. That's fascinating. So why did you become an entrepreneur? Did you want to you mentioned earlier like you wanted to make sure that people, entrepreneurs, don't have to experience that loss of passion that you saw in your dad and saw it firsthand. So when did you first become an entrepreneur? When did you first consider yourself that?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know if I even knew what the term meant, you know, for years. And I think the word entrepreneur probably gets overused and maybe glamorized and in some way and whatever, but the essence of it though is I think is that people really truly are willing to risk what they have to make changes and to create impact. And so for myself, I would guess that I don't know, I probably have always had an entrepreneurial mindset, even though I didn't own my own business until I was in my, let's see, it was in my 40s, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Sometime. And but I've been in construction my whole life. And that, actually, I was just thinking even back to this whole why of creating a business that doesn't exist. It may be more prevalent in my sort of target market, because generally I have great chemistry with construction companies, and so I'm not actually answering your question. I'm kind of running on a tangent here, but the why and when did I? So it, my journey really as an EOS implementer started, I was with a company for about 13 years, helping them transition from one generation to the next. And then in that, towards the tail end of that, I started my own business in Wyoming. It was a fab shop for structural steel and pipe fabrication for construction projects. Mm-hmm. And that really we started that business fundamentally running on EOS. It wasn't, I wasn't actually in the ranks of EOS. I didn't even know what the term meant, but my life experience in management and leadership, I knew that there was just fundamentals that had to be in place. And then shortly after we started this company, a good friend came to me and wanted me to help him grow his business. He knew I was leaving, or I had achieved the objectives as far as the transition in generations. And I told him, I don't have time for that. And a couple of weeks later, he called me back and he wanted me to stop by his office. And so I stopped in there and I ran up the steps and he was standing in there with a big grin on his face. And he's like, and he literally thrust. He had the traction book in one hand and his line card in the other. And he literally thrust it at me. It's like, I want you to read this book and implement this system in my business. I know can give me that much time. So I took that book home and I was too busy, literally too busy to even open the cover. And I, so a couple weeks later, he called me back and he's like, have you read the book? I'm like, no, I haven't even opened the cover. He said, you better read it. He said, we got a meeting coming up. I said, what are you talking about? He said, yeah, we got this 90-minute meeting. There's this gal in Minneapolis that's going to do a virtual 90-minute meeting for us. And we're going to learn all about EOS and how it works and how in your business. And he said, and I've already told her that you're going to be the one to actually do this for us. And I'm like, Eric, I said, I'm not even going to be home. Like, I'm going to be on the road. Probably somewhere in Montana, driving. I'm headed to Wyoming. He said, just call in. And so I did. I called in and Deb Wright out of Minneapolis, who was the EOS implementer that was doing this 90-minute meeting. And at the end of that hour and a half, I was hooked. Like it was... It resonated with me. It was, I saw the power in it. So, and of course I got to Wyoming and got busy and forgot all about it. And a couple weeks later, Eric calls me back and he said, I have you all signed up for boot camp in Detroit. He said, you got to just show up that you're going to go there to learn, how to implement this for us. So literally I was on the plane flying to Detroit, reading the book Traction. And I had no intention of becoming an EOS implementer. I went there and went through boot camp solely for the purpose to help my friend Eric with his business. And so I went through that, got home, did the first focus day with him and his leadership team. And then I went back to work. I didn't pursue EOS as a career. It was at least a month later when I realized, things had wound down. I had like a week of kind of slack time. And my wife told me it was time for me to go find something to do. I wasn't going to hang around the house. So I went up to my office and I seen this orange binder and I thought, well, let's give it a whirl. Let's see what happens. And it just really exploded. It took off for me. I love what I do. It's directly aligned with who I am and my passion and my discovery of my why, back to my dad. And so really the rest is history. This is all I've done for the last 7 years or so. I'm in the process, whatever you would say. My client number is 98 now. Mm. I've worked with 98 different teams. Wow. And they're in some place in the journey. I've done over 600 full day sessions with leadership teams, and I'm really in my zone.
So cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Love that, Don. What a cool story, man. Cause going back, I was thinking it may have actually been a tangent, like you mentioned, but it's very valuable earlier when you mentioned defining an entrepreneur might be different for different people. you know, it for some, it may be like when you actually own the company. For some, it may be a mindset that you adopt before you even own a company. For some, it may be after hiring your first employee. Maybe when you have a company that you can sell. I don't know what it is for different people, but I think it's important. There's not even a right or wrong, right? It's just, whenever you identify yourself as an entrepreneur, then you are an entrepreneur. I think maybe even the earlier, the better, right? To adopt that mindset and that grit that's required. I thought that was a valuable little tidbit there.
So on that note, like here's maybe a little more of the rest of my passion. So there's, I don't know where I got these statistics, but my own experience has proved them to be at least somewhat close, but only 5 or 6% of our population are actually entrepreneurs. Hmm. And so when you look at that, it's a small percentage of people, and this group of people are the backbone of this company. Every new innovation, all the paychecks, the economic engine, everything ultimately, like this group of people are the people that drive this country. And they often don't get what they want. They sacrifice everything. Hmm. They're so driven and motivated by their why, by their need to help people, to employ people, to bring something new to the world, to bring positivity, growth, do the right thing to this world, that they often sacrifice their own life. They have multiple marriages. They have dysfunctional families. They have a shitty personal life, mm-hmm. and that's not fair. That is not fair. And so linking that all into this equation is super critical for me. Hmm. They deserve to get what they want because of all the effort they put in. And if I can be a small part of that and help them create some disciplines and put a structure in place so that they can truly achieve what they want, what they set out to do with their business and end up with a better personal life. Hmm. There I am right there. Right.
That's so important to be able to, it's really that holistic approach to it, right? It's not just about the business success, because that comes at a cost, even if you do accomplish that, right? Yep. It can come at great personal cost. And thankful for people in your position who come alongside these entrepreneurs and help them create a life that really that represents what they actually do want out of life, and not just their business, but also the life as a whole. That's so good. I'm thinking about when you're talking about your friend Eric, who pushed you out of your comfort zone, who really kind of almost transplanted his passion onto you, right? That you weren't exactly passionate about, or mostly just because it was still a foreign concept to you. And think about the importance of entrepreneurs having people like that around, someone who can kind of kick you into a higher gear, right? And maybe believe in you when you don't even necessarily believe in yourself to that same degree. Can you talk to us more about the people like Eric that you've had around to fill you up, to push you, whether it's a mentor or a peer? Do you have other people in your life like that entrepreneurs can, who are maybe a few steps behind, can kind of learn from and seek out people like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's no doubt, the ones that come to my mind are part of the EOS organization. and other EOS implementers that have been on their journey. Gino Wickman, obviously that's a familiar name. He's the author of the, you know, the series of the Library of Traction books. And I've gotten to know him on a really on a personal basis. And I remember a time we were at a collaborative event for the community, and he took me aside and he stabbed his finger in my chest and backed me up against a wall or a column. And he's like, "Sassy, I've been watching this." I won't go into details of that, but those little encounters are gifts when you, at the time they're not comfortable, but, and it's only going to come from people that love you and respect you and, really truly care about, you as an individual. I would say and then my dad, he continues to be my inspiration. He's still alive. He's 81.
Oh, great.
And he doesn't even know it. He doesn't know he's my inspiration. Obviously I've told him, but he doesn't realize the impact that he's made on my life. He's humble and, thankful. And so, yep.
That's it. You got those truth tellers in your life, the ones who continue to be an inspiration, even if they don't know. I think that's the best kind, right?
Yeah.
You don't want someone walking around being like, "Oh yeah, I'm an inspiration." The best right. ones are ones who don't even
know. I'm an inspiration for Dawn, right?
That's right. You don't want that.
You don't want that.
That's good. Dawn, we're kind of in our final minutes here of this conversation, which has been so good. So many interesting tidbits about where you've come from and what drives you. And I was looking through your website, which I'll put a link here in the show notes so people can go check it out. But High Country Northwest, you're in the Northwest part of the States.
Yeah. So, go ahead. Ask your question.
And feel free to talk about the land that you love, of course. But it's very clear. Passion is a defining word on your website. We've talked about it. You've mentioned that word multiple times, so it checks out. But can you talk a little bit about, you mentioned you saw in your dad several decades ago, kind of a loss of that entrepreneurial passion, and you exist to help leaders and CEOs and entrepreneurs find their passion and maybe rekindle it or keep it. How do you help someone rekindle that passion that they feel like they've lost? If someone's listening to this today, thinking about calling it quits, thinking about throwing in the towel, thinking they lost something that they had, what could you say to those people?
That's a great question. So I don't even have an answer to that. Because I think it varies.
It's
so
very personal.
It's very personal and it varies. I would just say, get me on the phone. I love talking to people. I love hearing people's stories. I love hearing the frustration in their lives and just help them by asking questions so that they can discover where they're really at, right? And what their future looks like. Mm. One thing that I do passionately believe, though, is that entrepreneurs have sort of a universal makeup, if you will, in this way, that when I get there, then, like, so there's always this there then sort of combination. So there, when I get there, whatever there looks like, a description of there, then I'm going to spend more time with my family, or I'm going to go on vacation, or I'm going to start living life, a little more normally, or whatever it is. It's deeply personal for everybody, but there never comes. We never arrive. And so it, because there always gets changed, it gets tweaked, it gets added to, it gets morphed, and we're constantly chasing there. Like what can we do? What disciplines can we have in our life so that we can bring there to here and start enjoying today, living today, like it's the last day that we're going to be on this earth, and totally embracing our life as it exists today, and being content, happy, fulfilled, thriving in right here, right now.
That's good. I love, I just picture, we'll talk about the Northwest. I picture the Rockies. I was out there this summer, and I was just thinking about those. You can look across, you can see mountain peak to mountain peak, right? And mountain peak to mountain peak. And you, as an entrepreneur, as a visionary, you see the mountaintops, right? You see, I'm going to go there. Oh, and then I'm going to go there. And now, and that may be, you know how to actually go from here to there, you go down the valley. You may spend all day in the valley and hiking down and hiking back up just to get that first peak. And then you're like, oh, nope, that's where we're going. That other peak over there. And then you keep going. And there's always another mountain peak, right? There's always another place to go. And as a visionary, I think it's going to be easy for you to get caught up in getting to that next point, right? To always think, oh, that's going to be where I end up. And I love your emphasis on, instead of getting caught up in the next goal, to recognize, all right, where do you actually want to end up? And let's bring that closer. Let's bring that in so that we can start living that, bringing the there here. Like you said, I think that's important mindset shift for a lot of people. That's good, man.
Yeah. It's so one of my values, the first one is about enjoying the journey, and we need to be true to ourselves, identify our talents and our strengths, and or as we say in EOS, your love great zone, and intentionally get there and stay there, and because that is the journey. And then and today matters, right? Today matters. What are you going to do today that is more meaningful for you as an individual? And then just be grateful, be thankful about it. I just think there's a lot of happiness in life that's connected to that.
That's a good word, man. I think we should probably close our conversation there. There's a lot of good wisdom, a lot of good encouragement here from Don Sassy, the EOS implementer, such a great conversation, man, about passion, about truth tellers in your life, about that drive, about goals, redefining a lot of these terms that tend to get overused and maybe a little bit lost. And we talked about if you are listening and you feel like you've lost that passion, you feel like you've lost that drive, then we don't have a pat answer for you. As Don said, we don't have a generic answer for you. It may just be a matter of simply calling Don up. This was not an ad for Don, but I think it's just a great response to that question, and recognizing that every journey is so different. So, Don,
there is no universal answer.
So it's important. That's so good. And Don, it's been a pleasure talking with you, man. I'm gonna put your information here in the show notes so people can follow up with you if you know something you said really struck a chord with them today and maybe lit something up in them. And we thank you for sharing such good value and wisdom here on the show today. Really appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Well, fantastic. Well, you know what? This has been another episode of the Ignited Entrepreneur Series. Many thanks to our special guest today, Don Sassy. This is Mike Dominey, and I'll see you next time. Stay ignited. Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.